Be warned, this podcast is for mature audiences. Adult situations and language may be used hilariously. Welcome to the Goomba Cast.
Goomba.
Goomba.
Welcome back, guys. Here we are with another Goomba Cast. I'm excited we have our normal crew, but in addition, we have our good friend Jeff. And if you ask me, I'd say Jeff is one of the founding fathers of Goomba Cast, despite never having shown up or shown any interest in it quite yet. But better late than never. So, Jeff, welcome.
Thank you for having me.
Hi, Jeffrey.
What's up, guys?
What up?
So, Kevin, for anyone that doesn't know, Jeff is a good friend of ours from the University of Michigan. Didn't technically live with us, but was a constant presence at our home. Always had a great time with him.
Couch a little bit.
Yes. He lived on our couch, essentially. And Jeff is currently living in Detroit. And we're very glad he could join us today.
Oh, thank you.
So let's get things started. The one, you know, the story that's been on everyone's mind in the sports world just refuses to die. Jeff, how are the Tigers doing this year?
Oh, wonderfully. If we could just stop having rainouts and days off, we might actually play a full season.
Are they actually playing well?
Yeah, they're doing well.
The question is, best team in the league or best team ever? That's still the two options right now.
At this point, I have to say just the league, but we'll see as the season unfolds.
How's Scherzer doing, turning down that 120 fat deal? Is he playing well?
Yeah, he is, actually, in my humble opinion.
Wow. He turned down how much?
$128 million, I believe.
What was his reasoning?
That's like they're underpaying him.
More.
Dude, the greatest turn down of a contract ever was a couple of years ago, the Minnesota Timberwolves offered Latrell Sprewell a 3-year, $24 million contract, so $8 million a year.
Oh, yeah.
And he turned it down and said, I got a family to feed.
Yeah, but remember his shoes? Remember the Sprewell pumps?
Yeah, I do. But no.
He also choked his coach. He's a crazy person.
Well, I mean, we don't know all the details about what the coach said. I mean, come on, let's give Latrell the benefit of the doubt here.
Oh yeah,
we don't know. We don't know the full details there. For all we know, his coach was asking for it.
Yeah.
Did he end up in China after that?
Latrell or the coach?
Yeah.
Latrell, no, but Latrell. He got the longest suspension ever before Meta did his thing.
Yeah. You know you're in a top-notch company when you're in a company.
Exactly. Like Meta. Yeah. But speaking of suspensions, we had a good discussion last time about Donald Sterling, but since then the punishment has been given. Jeff, were you in on this Donald Sterling thing? Were you following this at all? I know you're not a big NBA guy, but were you following the story?
A little bit. I know that someone was taking someone to court. I don't know.
So the answer is no.
Essentially, Donald Sterling was recorded. I guess his wife was just or his girlfriend. I don't even know. Not his wife. His girlfriend. Mistress. Yeah, V.
Viviana.
He was concerned about his like memory, so he had her recording like all of his conversations, and in this one recording, he's basically recorded saying that he's pissed at her for posting a picture of her with a black person and posting it like in a public forum, in this case Instagram, I believe. So there was a whole uproar pretty much because that is a tremendously racist statement to make. And since then, the league came down and basically just like say that he cannot like for life, he cannot come and be with the team in person, and he got like a $2.5 million fine, which is the biggest allowable. And
they're basically trying to take his team away. Like, wasn't he going to take them to court over trying to take the team away?
I think playing out.
I think so. I mean, gotcha. This guy, you know, he has no shame, and he has all the money in the world. So, and apparently he has cancer. So, like, he doesn't care if he can tie this up in court as long as possible. I don't understand the legal aspect of like how that would hold up the sale, because already you've got very, very wealthy people who are just lining up to buy this team. I mean, Magic Johnson, Oprah. I think if Oprah wants it, Oprah's gonna get it because she's a terrifying lady. I think. If Oprah wants a team, she's gonna get it. But so what did you guys think? Did you guys think that first of all, what were you expecting him to do at the press conference? Were you expecting it to be that heavy?
I don't really know. I didn't have big expectations. I thought, like, it would be a little less severe. Like, I thought he would get, like, maybe a bit more of a fine. He definitely would be out of there for the playoffs, and then maybe next season, like, he'd do. But this is, like, the heaviest allowable, and now, thinking back, it almost seems like, oh, yeah, he couldn't have done anything else. Especially when you factor in, like, the players were all considering going on strike for those games. I guess we can kind of get to that in a bit, but I think the players all said that all six of the game, or all six of the teams in the three games that are going to be played, were all just going to not play, like refuse to play until the league did something, had the punishment been any less severe. So, kind of a crazy story for the league. Like, that's pretty intense.
Well, and let's be honest. Like, if Donald Sterling didn't have a past, like, that's filled with horrible things like his is, like, I don't know that the punishment would have been the same. Like, I think that the league has been looking for a way to get this guy out for a while. Maybe, you know, David Stern maybe wasn't trying very hard, but I think they saw this opportunity and they were just like, we got to take advantage of this.
Well, yeah, I mean, in any case, if you have any sort of previous record, whatever you do is going to harbor a more serious penalty. So I don't think he deserved, I don't think he deserved it, but I think it was necessary for the league in order for them to move on that they get rid of him.
I've kind of come around. I think I agree with you, Nat. Like, I think that just on this, like, his statement alone, I don't think he really, this is a little over the top almost. Just because it was something that he said in public that he didn't really act on, or there's no proof of him acting on it in any significant way, which I think would be different. But I think the league also, I mean, I think he definitely deserved to get the team taken away from him just because of all his, like, prior shit. Yeah.
Like, the housing discrimination stuff is so fucked up.
Yeah, it's much more severe than
like,
the
Sunday stuff. You know, I don't know if anyone saw. I mean, I thought that Bomani Jones did a really awesome job explaining that. But, I mean, that housing discrimination stuff, like,
I mean,
messed up.
Even the stuff his wife did is, yeah. I mean, they were both
posing as a government employee.
Which is a felony.
Yeah, and she was like, she was just taking notes on, like, the ethnicity of her tenants so that she could then kick them out.
Yeah.
Like, that's so fucked up. Yeah.
You know who supports Sterling?
Clayton Bigsby, yeah. I thought Kevin. Kevin is an unabashed member of Team Sterling.
I can't publicly come out and say I'm Team Sterling, but if TMZ got a hold of my Facebook messages...
I've got them, so TMZ, give me a call anytime. I'm happy to release them for a healthy sum of money.
I gotta say,
podcast, don't worry.
Well, so the housing discrimination thing too, it was really weird because he basically wanted Korean occupants, but he did not want like black or Hispanic occupants. So he has this whole like racial hierarchy, and I'm very interested to know like where different races fall in his hierarchy.
Well, that's
I want to see his racial power rankings.
Well, I think we know what's at the top.
I think it's funny because no one's talking about where he's getting that viewpoint from and why he believes that way. The main reason he was saying that to his girlfriend is because his collective group of friends had messaged it to him. So he's obviously got a network, which I'm sure is part of the NBA hierarchy and all of his other business hierarchy that think the same way. And that's the type of mentality that needs to be spoken of instead of just his actions alone. Because he is influenced by the group of people he surrounds himself, and he's not the only one that thinks that way. And there are a lot of other people in higher positions who have that same mindset of racial hierarchy. And I think that's the biggest issue of all out of this, opposed to just his minor actions of racism and bigotry, etc.
Yeah, he definitely like provided some insight into like a part of society that is very real and probably like is nodding their heads with everything that he said.
Right, exactly. Yeah.
Well, it's really weird though, because like his girlfriend, mistress, whatever, isn't she like half black, half Hispanic? Like I don't.
Yeah.
There's like some incongruities here that don't really make sense to me.
Well, yeah, but you know,
that's
also
a sexual thing.
It's like an ownership thing for him. Yeah. You know, it's like he's the boss. Like he can do what he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, his comment in the tape where he was like, you know, she accused him of being racist towards his players, and he defended it by saying, no, you don't understand. Like, I buy them cars. Like, I give them food. It's like, and I loved when he said, like, I am the game. Like, the game is put on because of me. It's like, Donald, for the 30 years that you've owned the team, they've been one of the worst laughing stocks in sports for 28 of them. Like, you are in no way contributing to the success of your team.
It's a plantation mentality that still very much exists in a majority of the people and the higher execs of the world today, especially in American society.
Yeah, it's pretty messed up.
I just think, I mean, it'll diminish itself. That's why you just got to marry outside your race. You fuck outside your race.
Let me ask you guys this. I'll do a little quick round table here. Opening night in the NBA for next season. Do the Clippers have a new owner?
Yes.
Yes.
I don't know enough about legal stuff. I think so, but I don't know enough about...
I think
the NBA announces a new owner, but I think legally, no.
By the way, can we transfer ownership over to V?
Well, did you guys hear recently? I think, like, yesterday, V came out and categorically said that Donald is not racist. So I guess we should move on to a new topic.
Yeah. You know what? If there's one person who, like, I don't want to become famous for all of this, it's probably V.
Oh, my like, God.
How long till V has her own reality show?
I also saw, I think on the ESPN, I saw her full name. It's not just V. There's a full name.
Really?
I don't remember what it is because I like V more, but it's out there.
Interesting. And, of course, you know, the sad thing about this is that it's been overshadowing what's been a pretty awesome playoffs.
I actually got to admit that I've watched more NBA playoffs after this happened.
Interesting.
Interesting. Actually, I think I watched more just because it was Game 7s.
Jeff, combined hours of the NBA playoffs that you've watched, how many?
Can I give a negative number?
You haven't watched a single... You haven't watched a single...
Center, that's about it.
Well, then in that case, I guess we'll keep this segment short, but...
Let's compare this. How many hours of the Masters did you watch?
I don't know.
Mainly just on Sunday. That was about it.
Yeah, I feel like Sunday is the only day of the Masters that like you really got to watch.
Saturday was good.
Was it?
Yeah, I liked it.
Yeah, it was good.
That kid didn't win, right?
No.
No, but he got, I think second place was like 800-something thousand.
I bet that kid is such a douchebag.
He's 20 years old, and he basically just had to play 4 days of golf at one of the nicest courses in the world, and they're like, here's 800 grand.
Here's 800 grand.
I think we need to talk about something that's kind of like looming over all of this. In our official golfer of the podcast, Jason B., really didn't perform very well at the Masters. In fact, I don't even think he was there.
I don't think he was there. But he's doing well, though. He's winning them big checks. He's
not getting to keep them.
Yeah, exactly.
Jason, when you listen to this, next year we're expecting a W at the Masters. At least second place, like this 20-year-old jabroni.
Well, I don't know about you guys. If he's actually playing in the Masters, I don't care what I'm doing. I am going to be there.
Yeah, I think we should all go. We need at least five people for, like, Jason B. on our chest painted.
Yeah, exactly. Jason.
Jason better get GoombaCast media passes.
Oh, dude, yeah. Dude, that'd be awesome.
GoombaCast media passes at the Masters.
Dude, what if we actually, like, this time next year, we're doing, like, a live podcast, like, at the Masters? Setting up shop right next to, like, ESPN and the Golf Channel?
Jim Nance would hate us.
Yeah, dude. Oh, dude, I would be working so hard to, like, become friends with Jim Nance.
I'm down to go to the Masters, though.
Isn't it, like, kind of like a party? Like, don't you, like, kind of get fucked up?
Probably. I went to the Ryder Cup 2 years ago and the President's Cup last year, and they were sweet.
Were they both in Michigan?
No. The Ryder Cup was at Medina, which is outside of Chicago, and then the President's Cup was in the great state of Ohio in Columbus. So many assholes.
Yeah. Jesus.
Get this. The hotel I stayed at, behind the check-in counter, they had a Mount Rushmore-esque mural with Trestle, Woody, Urban Meyer, and I can't remember who the fourth guy was.
Two of the coaches they fired?
Yeah.
I was blown away. I was like, why am I in this place?
That's hilarious.
Yeah, we love you, Travis, but we had to cut you after that little incident happened. Sorry.
Was it like he? Oh yeah, that was like the Terrell Pryor thing, right?
Yeah.
Whoops. All right, so then I guess we'll do one quick thing on the NBA playoffs, and that's the only series now that we kind of have confirmed is Henry's own Wizards versus the Indiana Pacers. How are you feeling about that, Henry?
I would have preferred the Hawks, I think.
Of course.
But I feel good, actually. I think this is winnable.
Like, wait. The Wiz are actually doing it?
Oh, dude. The Wiz are like the hottest team right now.
Jeff,
after all those years of listening to Henry, just be so downtrodden watching them play. They're actually in the playoffs.
Don't you feel like a piece of shit for not watching now, Jeff? Because
I do. I'll do it just for you, Henry.
Oh, I love you, Jeff.
No, but it was so ridiculous. Like, I don't know if any of you guys follow the ESPN, like, Twitter handle. It's so dumb. But after the game last night, they were like, uh-oh, everyone. It looks like the Pacers have found their golden swagger back. It was like, they just beat a sub-500 team in 7 games, and they barely did it. Like, I don't know. Anyone that thinks that the Pacers are, like, good again all of a sudden, I think it's crazy.
There's a sub-500 team in the NBA playoffs?
Yes.
Wow, that's quality right there.
Yeah.
Is that the Wiz?
No, it's no. It's the Hawks.
Oh, it's the Hawks, right?
No, the
right.
the Wiz are a good team.
Thank you.
I'm on the bandwagon, baby. I'm
just very good.
One more thing. I had a question.
Yes.
On the Sterling thing. I know they all turned their jerseys inside out and, like, threw them in the middle of the court.
Yes. Like children.
Was I mistaken, or did I see the Heat piggyback off of that?
Not just the Heat, actually. Other teams did it as well, I believe.
Really?
Which is so stupid in my mind. Because really, you're just disrespecting your own team, or am I looking at this wrong?
I could see why you would think that, but I think that they meant it as more of like an act. Look, we can argue over whether or not it was stupid. I'm not saying it wasn't, but I think that what they meant it as is like an act of solidarity with like their NBA brethren, basically, not like not a dig at their own team.
So that's a dumb way to act.
Chowder. I think they were upset the spotlight was elsewhere for a brief moment.
By the way, is anyone watching this game? Drake, Toronto Raptors ambassador? That he literally had that title as they showed him sitting courtside at this Toronto Raptors game.
No.
Did he have his lint roller out?
God, Drake, what a fucking doofus. I hate him. No, he didn't have his lint roller.
Have you guys heard of this app called Drake Shake?
No.
No.
Oh, my God, it's amazing. I have it on my phone. So basically, this app, it just goes right to your camera. You take a picture of something, and then they have a library of images of Drake that you can just Photoshop, drop right in there, and save them to your phone library. I have hundreds. They're amazing.
I gotta see this. I want to see this.
I'm downloading it right now.
It's called Drake. Drake Shake. And hopefully we can get some money for me promoting them just now. But
that's the idea. Speaking of promoting, quick plug, Jeff, are you using the official GoombaCast app Untapped?
Oh. Well, I downloaded it the day he told me about it, and I've got 2 beers on there, but since that day, no. It's kind of like my Twitter.
Yeah.
Oh, I forget you have a Twitter.
I don't even know if it's still active. 4 badges.
I haven't used it in a very long time. Untapped hasn't sent me anything. Or free
if
beer.
If I'd known about that app like 2 or 3 years ago, I would have hundreds of beers on there by now, but now it just feels wasted to try and go back and start over.
I'm trying to get this Drake Shake here, and it's not popping up.
The Drake Shake?
I'm on my iPad.
What's the Drake Shake?
Wait, what?
Hey, what about how dumb is this LeBron app, Ruben?
I don't know what you're talking about.
Was that a real thing?
Yeah, so LeBron has released an app, but he didn't just release an app. He made a commercial that is a national commercial for his app. And it's just like all things LeBron.
Yeah, I saw
the
commercial yesterday. I thought it was a joke.
What's the app do?
It just gives you LeBron news. It's like ESPN for LeBron.
Oh, dude, first of all, I guarantee you other athletes have that.
So every day is the decision over again?
Dude, I'm sure other athletes have that, but none of the other athletes have a national commercial going for their app.
Dude, Chad Ochocinco had an app called OCNN that was basically an app all about where he is and what he's doing.
Well, I'd be interested in.
Exactly. Well, okay, before we move on, Henry, do you have anything else you want to add about the Wiz in the playoffs?
I'm just looking forward to seeing what we do. I mean, I think the Pacers, if they play very well, could be a very tough matchup, but I think the Wiz have what it takes. Over-under. What do you guys think over-under on how many fights the Wizards get into? Because we're a feisty team.
So, what, Gortat, Nene?
Nene, yeah.
Nene.
Maybe Kevin Seraphim off the bench? I don't know.
Yeah. I don't know. I think it could be a good series. We'll see.
I think Lance was down to fight some of you guys.
Lance is a doofus.
He's a hoop. Yeah. Get him off. Johnson, destroy him.
All right, so let's move on. I want to have a quick discussion on some upcoming movies and some great movies from the past. This is, you know, the season of summer movies, and we got some interesting ones coming out. I want to go through a quick list and see if people are excited about them. First one that came out the other day that I could not give a shit about is Spider-Man 2.
All right, moving on.
This one I do think is kind of good. Anyone think The Neighbors looks kind of funny?
Yeah.
Hit or miss. I'm probably going to say that. When it comes out.
I forgot to add, though, Henry, can you just, like, dial off for this movie segment, and then we'll bring you back in when we're done?
Oh, my bad.
I definitely want to see Neighbors.
I think it looks funny. I'm excited for it. Then the next week, though, for me, this is the biggest movie of summer that I am very, very excited about, and that is Godzilla.
I'm on the fence about Godzilla. I'm about, like, where I am with Neighbors, only it's, like, a different kind of thing. It could be good. It could just be horrible.
All right, once again, let's get someone else's opinion.
What movie are we on?
Godzilla.
Thanks for coming back, Kevin.
I'm more excited for Neighbors, to be honest.
Really? What about you, Kevin and Jeff?
If Matthew Broderick makes a comeback, I'm down.
Dude, I know. I'm hoping that he has like a brief cameo in it. I saw him the other day at a grocery store in New York, and I wanted to ask him, but I was too afraid.
I'm in for Neighbors. I think Godzilla is stupid. I watched Captain America the other day. What made it awesome is that I was slamming beer in the theater because they sell beer at theaters now.
Yeah, it's pretty cool.
Movie sucked. Spider-Man 2 is probably going to suck my left testicle. So, yeah, we got Neighbors. I think that's about it, right? What else is coming?
What about X-Men Days of Future Past? I really liked the last X-Men.
I'm in for that. I'm in for the new X-Men.
I thought X-Men First Class was a very, very cool movie.
I haven't bothered with X-Men in the last probably five that came out.
You know, I neither did I really, but the last one, like the kind of reboot thing that they did, I thought was really, really cool.
I've heard the Wolverine, not X-Men Origins, but like just the Wolverine. I haven't seen that, but I heard that's supposed to be good.
I watched it. It was good. I'm a big fan of X-Men, though. That was like, yeah. If there was a comic, that was the comic for me.
When will they ever realize there are other X-Men than Hugh Jackman?
But you know what? Halle Berry's back in this one.
Yeah, they got like all the old people, don't they?
Yep.
I had the feeling it's not going to be a very... I believe she's got a baby inside of her, so I don't think she's in for too long of the movie.
Oh, really? Oh.
She got a baby in her?
Yeah.
Damn, man.
And then the next one that's going to be... that I'm excited for, just because I don't know if you've seen any like the still images from this movie, but The Rock starring in Hercules.
I'm a huge fan of Dwayne.
I'm sorry, Dwayne. I know you're trying to go by Dwayne from now on. That's my fault. Yeah. I should give him the respect and call him that. Go ahead.
Really, any movie with Dwayne, like Tooth Fairy, The Passport, yeah. Any of those, I'm in for.
Did you see Tooth Fairy?
Oh yeah, the Tooth Fairy. But I can't tell. I can't tell about this one.
Yeah, I don't know either. It looks, I mean, the pictures of him in it just look insane.
Like, my thing is, like, rarely do I, like, cringe during the trailer. And when I watch the trailer for that movie, I can't help but feel like, ooh, this could be a botch.
Yeah, no, I think you're probably right.
What else, or I don't know, do you guys have any other input on the Hercules?
What about Fast and Furious 7 coming?
Well, that's pretty delayed, I think.
Is it?
Yeah, there was a death.
Yeah, there was.
But I thought they were going to work around it.
Yeah, they're going to try to.
They got his brothers. They signed up his two brothers to play like some of the roles they needed to.
So apparently Paul Walker had already filmed the majority of his scenes. And a lot of his fellow castmates actually said that it was the best work of his career, which I'm trying not to laugh at. But like, I thought that statement was kind of funny. But they're like going to try and like digitally impose him or some shit. I don't really know. Either way, though, as long as it's still got Vin and, you know, Tyrese and
Dwayne, Luda,
the rest of the crew. Oh, Dwayne, obviously.
Dwayne's been MVP of the past two movies. Let's just put that out there.
Dwayne revitalized the franchise as far as I'm concerned.
One of the biggest mysteries in movie history, I think, is in like Fast Five, I believe, Vin Diesel is like the same size as The Rock and they're like duking it out. And then somehow in Fast Six, Dwayne is like five times the size of Vin and they have to bring in some like 900-pound meathead to duke it out with The Rock.
Yeah, that guy was awesome.
Was
you guys
the Rock's doppelganger, basically?
Yeah.
You guys know who I like? Tony Reale. Sorry.
All right.
When's that coming out, Kevin? When's Tony's movie coming out? Is that this summer?
That's what I'm talking about. 2016, Tony Reale, Around the Horn movie.
Biopic about Tony Reale?
Yep.
Interesting. I don't know if I'm going to be seeing that one.
Did you guys know there's a Jurassic Park 4 coming up?
No, I did know that.
It's just called Jurassic Park. I think they're redoing it. Like, it's like a... There's no sequel.
Like, how many redos would you guys watch?
Oh, if it's a good movie, I'll keep going.
You'll keep going?
Well, hey, I will say, I don't know about you guys, some recent news came out. I'm kind of excited about Star Wars.
Like, I'm excited about it, but, like, I don't know. You were talking earlier. Sorry, you can do your little bit about the cast. What do you think about the cast, Matt?
I liked it for the most part.
Who's on the cast?
All right, so first of all, they got Harrison Ford and, you know, the guy that played Luke and Leia all coming back as old people. I think that the villain is going to be, in my Adam Driver, who in my opinion is by far the best part of the show, Girls.
Who's Adam Driver?
Like the guy.
The guy. Okay.
You know, Lena Dunham's dude. The guy. Yeah. I think that guy's funny. I think he's the best part of the show. And then that guy, Oscar Isaac, who was the star of Inside Llewellyn Davis or Lewin Davis.
Oh right.
I think he's a pretty good actor. I like him. And then And then, you guys ever seen Attack of the Block?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah.
Like, the main kid in that is, I think, like, the one of the main characters, too.
Any hot girls?
I imagine. I don't... None of them are, like, famous, I don't think.
All right. Nice, nice.
So, yeah the cast... I'm not going to get, like, too jazzed at the cast until I see what's going on in the movie.
Yes, footage. Yeah, sure. And it's got J.J. Abrams.
Who's that?
The director.
Oh.
Yeah, I guess I'm okay with J.J. I don't know. Again... I'm not against JJ. I'm not super into it just because it's JJ.
All right, well then look, in this case, unless anyone has any other movies that are upcoming.
I got one.
Oh, go.
The new Planet of the Apes movie is coming out this summer.
Yes, I did see that.
And I'm pumped.
I like the last one. I thought it was okay, but I can't keep going like this.
You can't keep going like this. Yes, clearly this is having a big impact on you.
Well, I just feel like there's a huge and mass media is a huge lack in creativity as far as the movies people are putting out. It's just shit after shit. Like, and I don't blame that necessarily on the actors. I just think it's part of the system that we're not getting any. I look more to Sundance films and documentaries as opposed to big blockbusters that are coming out.
Well, I'm sure there are great Sundance films with Kevin. I don't know if you heard her talking earlier about Fast 5 and Fast 6. We've had some fantastic movies come out recently.
I love it. Just the Fast series. I love the Fast series.
And it's like a bit of a segue here. I mean, so there have been some good new movies, but there are some classics, too, that they should probably get to remaking. And let's start with number one in my book, Heavyweights. What a movie.
Oh. So I was recently watching Heavyweights, and I watched them very late at night when I was drunk, in case you could tell by the 45 Snapchats that I sent related to the movie. But I watched the movie yesterday, and I had two thoughts. First of all, the movie is essentially flawless, except for one scene that is kind of difficult, and I'm wondering if you guys, first of all, know what scene I'm talking about?
Nope.
This is tough.
Counterpoint, all things flawless.
Look, Jeff, no one likes Heavyweights more than me, but there is one scene that I literally had to fast forward through because I couldn't watch it.
Does it have to do with like the old camp owners?
No, the camp owners are amazing. Jerry Stiller, I'm talking about, it involves a scene with Gerald Gardner and Pat.
Oh, on the lake?
When he pushes him on the go-kart.
Oh, man.
Says, you can fly.
I could have done without that, actually.
It's a kind of tough scene to watch.
Why?
Yeah.
It's just kind of gay. Sorry.
Wow, Donald Sterling.
Donald Sterling on the line.
All right, so here's my question, though. Who is the MVP of Heavyweights?
I don't know.
Josh, camp legend.
Josh is great.
Josh is there. You know, he's underrated, but fantastic in my mind. Lars.
Lars is great.
He's got a deviated septum, so do not be alarmed when he snores loudly.
I like Keenan.
Keenan's funny. I like when Josh is like banished from camp, and when he comes back, they were like, "So what was it like on the outside?" And he's like, "Oh, it was great. I went to that all-you-can-eat at Red Lobster." Who else is pretty great?
I think Tony Perkins is like the easy answer, right?
Perkis, Henry.
Perkis. Sorry.
Yeah, Tony Perkis is is just fantastic. You know, that like off the scale son is amazing.
Was this Judd Apatow's first movie he like wrote?
Let's see. I'm actually looking at the IMDb page right now. Judd Apatow, he wrote it with a guy named Stephen Brill, who also directed it.
Yeah.
And Judd Apatow, it looks like, for writing, sorry guys, got to work with me. Continue your discussion while I look this up.
Well, this is kind of the discussion right here.
It looks like it was his first feature film, yes.
Wow.
He was on the Ben Stiller show before that, which I've actually heard is really, really good.
Looks like he was on Tom Arnold, The Naked Truth 1, 2, and 3 as well.
That sounds like quite the trilogy.
It does.
But, I think Tony Perkis is pretty great in this movie. Roy's good. Josh is good.
Is Roy the cowboy? Who's Roy?
No, Roy is Kenan Thompson.
Okay.
Like the girls. What the
girls at the dance or the camp counselor?
The girls at the dance.
Oh, yeah. That's a funny scene.
But I guess they're not really MVPs.
Because they're in for 2 minutes?
Yeah, exactly.
Call them Juwan, baby.
Exactly. Anyone else have any other heavyweights-related thoughts?
Well, speaking of Kenan Thompson.
Yes.
Did you guys hear that he said the reason there are no black women on SNL is they just aren't funny enough?
Is that what he said?
Yeah.
Is it that they weren't funny enough, though, or just that they haven't found specific people that are, like, good enough?
So apparently he's on Team Sterling as well.
Yeah. Team Sterling is three people. It's Kevin Shimala, Kenan Thompson, and Sterling.
I get what he's trying to say. It's just not the best way to say it.
What's he trying to say?
He's probably trying to say that he hasn't had too many experiences with funny black women.
I feel like a lot of this podcast is Kevin like standing by the ledge and Henry and I trying to push him up.
We'll get him one day.
Just dive right in. Say what's on your mind, bro.
Speaking of which, there was some controversy last week, Kevin, when you held back some sort of comment. Did you think about kind of expanding upon that, or are you still keeping that to yourself?
I don't remember what the conversation was about.
You're pleading the fifth?
I plead the fifth.
Fifth!
1, 2, 3, 4, 5.
All right.
That's a great sketch.
What else we got? Okay.
Well, quick programming note. Next week, I might have difficulty getting able to do a pod. First of all, next Sunday is Mother's Day. Hope everyone's got something planned for their moms. But also, guys, I am going back to college next weekend.
What does that mean?
Next Sunday?
Yeah.
Clown College?
Nope. I am going back to college for the weekend.
You should rock a GoPro the whole weekend.
Are you going to see
like
Sam?
Like up in the wild?
Sammy yeah. Rue?
Sammy Rue's graduating. And I am going. Guys, not only am I going to college next weekend, I'm taking off a day from work and going up a night early.
My big piece of advice is you should wait and make sure that he like passes his final exam. So that's going to be a bummer if you buy your ticket and he's going to be there another year.
Well, I figure no matter what, he's going to walk. And, you know, we got the family meeting up. And it's going to be great, guys. I am excited.
Remember when Kevin's name wasn't in the commencement book?
That was so funny.
It is. It's in the book.
It wasn't in the book.
It's in the book.
Maybe you got some new book, but it wasn't in our
book. They misspelled Kevin Shimala, John Baker.
If you look in the August graduation, it's in the book.
Yeah, no, I'm referring to the graduation where we graduated, though.
Right, but there's also in the book an August section for the graduation. It's in that part.
Oh, yeah, I'll take your word for it. But yeah, no, it's going to be a great time staying at the frat. It's going to be a party. I'm very excited. But
Matt, you were actually re-enrolling in classes, and I was like, you idiot.
No, well, first of all, is that an option? Can I do that?
Yeah, I think so.
I don't think it'd go as smooth as you think it would.
Yeah, I think I don't think I'd do very well.
I don't think I'd be able to party as hard as we did.
Neither do I, but I think it's going to be really embarrassing because I'm going to be trying to pretend like I still got it when I probably don't. And I'm going to end up looking like, you know, like a fucking...
Like Henry in 2000?
Well, like an athlete that should have retired like 6 years ago, but he's like still trying.
Like when Dan tripped over the cable at Rick's.
Essentially, yes. It's kind of exactly like that. Dan's going to be there.
When Dan fell over at Rick's.
That was awesome. That was like his first time at Rick's too. What a great time. You guys remember our graduation? Oh, that was a fun weekend.
Yeah.
Casey's.
What?
We went to Casey's.
Yep.
We did. And then we ended up going to
BTB.
BTB and taking shots of tequila with Michael and Susan.
Oh, yeah. That was great. We got a great picture from that.
Yeah, we do. I think it's like all of our profile pictures on Facebook.
Not mine.
I think it's Charlie's right now. It's a great picture.
Great picture.
Oh, he's got something.
Hey, Kevin?
I forgot. Yeah.
All right. Well, when you remember, you let us know.
Giving the people what they want, Kevin. I like it.
Yeah.
Matt, yeah. Have you done any training for this coming up weekend?
Yeah, I did some training this weekend.
So you're not going to die.
I don't know, but then again, like, what are the kids even doing these days? Like, I'm worried that they've got some new shit that I don't even, like, know about.
You're going to Marshall Franklin. Is this a party school here?
Franklin and Marshall. But, no, it's not. I don't know.
Sounds like a department store.
I don't know. I mean, do you guys ever see these pictures of my bozo brother on Facebook? I mean, the kid is like the biggest bozo frat star in the world. So I don't really know what to expect. But
his pictures make it look like there are five kids at his frat.
Yeah, I know. I think that there's like five of them that like really party, and he's probably one of them. But I'm gonna really do my best to hold it on. I'll tell you one thing. I'm gonna give it my all. I'm not gonna hold back. I'm not afraid to like get sick or anything like that. I think it's gonna be great.
Just puke and rally.
So are we gonna get a Matt Rubin live on location podcast?
Ooh, I don't know. I think I'll be throwing up in a trash can this next week.
Oh, what else we got for the pod?
Unless anyone else has got something, I think we might be ready to wrap up.
Oh, we did talk Thrones.
Oh.
And we did not talk about Kevin's career advice.
Oh, jeez.
We did not.
I think we should go there first. Recently, the world was graced with an article by Kevin giving out career advice, I believe, about what does it do with your resume, Kevin? Can you clarify?
Yep, so...
I really wanted you to like, take a deep breath and be like, nope, I can't.
Yeah, I mean, it's this company out of Chicago. I do some writing for them.
What's the company called?
It's called Noodle.
Noodle.com?
Noodle.org.
Well, if you guys ever want career advice, that's the first place I go to.
Yep, so I did a piece on career fairs. Actually, I've done like five or six pieces. They're just putting them out. I'm a wanted commodity, so they got to put them out every so often.
I think piece is definitely the best description of them.
Yeah, wait, what'd you say, Charlie?
How'd you become an expert in career fairs?
I'm just...
Guys, Kevin Schmall has quit more jobs than any of us have held combined.
I think Kevin's quit more jobs than I've applied for.
By the way, I got another gig. I got another new job. It's writing for a tattoo magazine.
Wow.
I'm not an expert tattooist, but it should be fun.
Yeah, how many tattoos do you have?
You're an expert wordist.
I got -1 tattoos.
-1 tattoos.
0 tattoos.
What does that mean? Like, you brushed against something and left a mark on it?
That he gave away a tattoo,
like a skid mark.
It could be. It could be like the time I shot myself.
The time you what?
Excuse me.
Oh, the sneeze shart, the snart.
Yeah, the snart.
That's a great term.
The snart.
For those that don't know, you mind revisiting that just for everyone listening?
Yeah, I'm
pretty proud of that moment.
Well, please.
Everyone has charted themselves at some point in their life. I strongly believe that. I was in the University of Michigan stacks in the undergrad or the graduate library, studying away, writing a paper like a good little child. And I was pretty sick, you know, just sitting there jamming away. And I sneezed, and I happened to fart. And
it was loaded.
I thought to myself, maybe something went out. Maybe something came out. It smelled pretty bad. But I was like, nah, no way. Then I moved a little bit, and I felt a little, you know, a little nasty wet feel you feel when you shart yourself.
Something was dangling.
Didn't you donate those boxers to the university?
Oh, let me finish. I went to the bathroom. I cleaned myself up. I got rid of the boxers, donated to the university bathroom. And did I go home? No, I did not. I stayed. I finished that paper. I finished studying. And then I went home.
Didn't Shane guy give it our permit?
Yes, he did. I believe Jeff and I were there for that.
Shay's was amazing.
Yeah.
He left his boxers in a plastic bag.
He, like, wasn't completely sure, and then he goes to the bathroom, and then we just hear him from the bathroom just like, yep, guys, I did it.
Oh, Shay.
Everyone's done it. How's Shay doing? How's Hank? How's the Ann Arbor crew doing?
I don't know. I haven't seen him in a while.
I know that's what the public wanted to know. All our listeners.
Today's Lolly's birthday, though, so Snorlax is still alive and kicking.
Wow,
good. I always wonder.
Still operating motor vehicles somehow. This state has a problem. Why he still has a license, I don't know.
Wow, that is stunning. Good for him.
Yeah, I'm sure he's almost killed about 1,000 people.
So, guys, you want to finish this off with a quick Game of Thrones recap?
Oh, yeah.
By the way, they've totally strayed from the book, for real.
Oh, I had a feeling.
Jeff on this.
Just to give a bunch of history, Jeff started to read the books right around the time I think season one was going on.
Wait, how did he read the books? Did he read them with a book, with a Kindle?
Oh, he read them on his phone. I've started doing that a bit too. I kind of like the phone reading, so I'm not going to criticize you, Jeff. I respect that.
Thank you.
You read an entire, like, 6,000-page book on your phone.
Yeah, man. You guys have your noses in your phone all day anyways.
It's not that bad.
Sounds crazy.
But so, you know, as season one was happening, we were all kind of getting into season one because it's a fantastic show. Meanwhile, anytime there's any incongruity between the show and the books, Jeff is on the couch having an aneurysm, like, shaking his head and starts, like, grabbing his face because he can't deal with it anymore and just had to leave because all the differences between the books and the show really got to him. Jeff, is that accurate?
Yeah, I was a little dramatic. I'd been drinking. It was rare.
It was 11.
I've been drinking.
How many of the books did you get through?
All five.
Oh shit.
So like, are you even
two more,
even
but that guy's
show,
senile now, so I don't know.
Are you even enjoying the show though?
Yeah, no, I'm over it. I just watch it. But last week, I was like, I don't even know what's going on anymore.
So what were your thoughts on the rape?
Matt, what is with you and the rape? Why is that the only thing you want to talk about on this show?
I know a lot of people that are like, that read the books that are like really pissed off about it because they think like it was not a fair, like it falsely portrayed Jaime's character like in a falsely bad way.
Well, you gotta do that with the in TV. You can't spend an hour explaining a rape scene to make a guy look good in a TV show.
But are you talking about with Cersei?
Yeah.
Yeah, I don't know. Okay. Wasn't that 2 weeks ago?
Yeah.
He's been talking about it for weeks.
So what else big happened last week? Oh, that was crazy. Holy shit.
I have no idea what the hell that was, but...
Well, I've been reading, apparently HBO did a little oopsie, and they gave away, like, a big plot thing on their website synopsis that really hasn't been revealed, even in the books, about the identity of one of the people that you see. I'll try to keep it vague. But ESPN has since corrected...
It's already out there, so let's just bring it out there.
Well, to kind of explain it, I think there's other spoilers that will come out, so...
Yeah, let's not do that.
Yeah.
I have a question. One thing I'm a little confused about. The people that just caught Bran and, you know, Jojen, who what's those guys' deals?
So that's...
They were the
Go ahead.
You got it, Jeff. You're the book expert.
They were the guys from the Night's Watch who, like, had a mutiny and killed the old commander, and they've been hanging out there.
So what are they trying to do, though? Like, what are their goals right now?
I don't think they really have any. They're just trying to live, but, like, that's why I have no idea what's going to happen, because in the book, Bran and Hodor and all them, which Hodor is the greatest, by the way.
Yeah, Hodor is awesome.
I was going to say, if Hodor's about to be amazing.
We're ever near that, so I don't know what's going on.
Interesting.
I think Hodor, you said Hodor is the greatest? Does he do some epic shit?
Kevin, you just can't get enough of the spoilers.
I have no idea anymore what's going on.
I like spoilers.
I don't even know if I could spoil it accurately, because I don't know what's going on anymore.
So, what was I going to say? Yeah, that baby thing. So that's how they built their army, huh? They get babies?
I don't think it's really completely explained, but it just seems like... So there are, there's like the White Walkers, which are different from the Wraiths or whatever, like the... So they can turn... Like, they can make dead people come back to life, or you just have, like, the White Walkers, which are kind of like their own race. They're not really dead or alive. Like, the guys with the...
Who are the Wraiths?
So the Wraith is like, you know how Jon got, like, in a fight with that dead thing in the middle, like, with the commander?
Yeah.
And, like, his direwolf saved him, like, in season 2 or something?
Yeah.
That was a Wraith. That wasn't, like, an actual White Walker. That was just, like, a reanimated dead thing.
Too much shit to keep up with. I don't even know what the hell you're talking about.
I know what you're talking about. Keep going. I got you.
Yeah.
I see.
The things with the blue eyes.
Oh.
Ruben, to simplify.
Got it.
The zombies with blue eyes.
Okay.
Do we have any predictions? You guys got any predictions?
I mean, no. Not at all. I have no idea what's happening. But it's awesome, and I love it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm excited for Arya and the Hound this week. I like that little...
Oh, I like that dynamic very much.
She stabs him or something, doesn't she?
I don't know. God damn it, Kevin. Are you spoiling this video? You motherfucker. God damn it, Kevin.
It was in the previews.
I do know. Arya and the Hound, I really... like. Yeah, okay. What's your favorite like little place to check in on?
What do you mean?
What scene, like, when you see, like, that they're transitioning to a storyline, what gets you pumped?
I like Tyrion's story probably.
Me too. Although I'm very concerned that the next like 6 weeks are just gonna like the rest of the season is just gonna be like Tyrion sitting in a cell.
I'm waiting for this Targaryen bitch to get to do something.
Kevin, right? This is not a spoiler alert. I'm not basing myself on anything, but I have a feeling that she is not moving very quickly.
Yeah,
she's taking her sweet time.
She really is.
She's taking her sweet time. I can tell you though, something crazy goes down with Tyrion.
Really?
Yeah.
Ooh.
What about Oberyn?
Oberyn.
Who's Oberyn?
I like Oberyn. He's like the gay dude, the bi dude, I guess.
Oh, yeah. Right. Yeah.
He's awesome.
Yeah, he does some stuff too.
By the way, you know who's so awesome? Tywin.
Yeah.
That guy's great.
Who's on
screen? He's involved.
And by the way, we know that Shay's coming back.
Oh, yeah, yeah. Shay's
coming back. There's no way she's gone for good.
Yeah, something's going on with Shay.
Who's Shay?
That's Tyrion's mistress.
How long in the books? How long does it take that Targaryen bitch to get to King's Landing?
Well, you don't have to tell us.
I don't even know if she even gets there.
Yeah, don't feel the need to answer that one, Jeff.
She probably gets got like right when we think she's about to go.
She got dragons, son. You think she's gonna get got with dragons?
I don't know.
Or the dragons turn their back on her and she never makes it. Who knows?
Ooh.
Oh. Jeff throwing out spoilers and false spoilers. He's just doing everything.
It seems like Khaleesi is like pretty much undefeated in terms of. It seems like she doesn't really get a whole lot of resistance when she's taking over these places. Like she's winning pretty handily.
Yeah, she's taking over pretty quickly.
She's got a giant army with dragons.
I don't know why she wants to. It sounds like the places where she's going are way better than like King's Landing.
Yeah. Why would I just post up?
Why wouldn't she just chill?
I don't know.
I heard this funny thing on another podcast where they were talking about, like, the Stark family Christmas card that they would send out.
You're cheating on our...
Yeah. You listen to other podcasts?
Yeah, I listen to a lot of podcasts. But they were like, yeah, it's been a tough year for the Stark family, you know? Like, Father Ned was beheaded in January, and then our The rest of the family got butchered at a wedding in July. Like,
what do you think is
going to happen? Such a rough run.
What do you think is going to happen with Sansa?
Yeah, that's weird. That's like the one plot line now that I really don't care that much about. Like, it could get somewhere interesting.
I have hated her since day one.
Well, yeah, because she's an idiot.
She's the least interesting Stark.
Yeah, by far.
Well, she's like the most innocent, right? She's like, I don't know, maybe she goes somewhere crazy. I didn't think it was interesting though that like Tyrion or something was like Sansa couldn't kill anyone, at least not yet.
Yeah.
He dropped like a big like. It's like, oh, okay. She might get
someone. You think Homeboy's gonna try to fuck her? Is she gonna kill him?
Yeah, I do think he's gonna try and fuck her, Littlefinger.
Yeah.
I do.
The greatest name.
Yeah, it is.
He's
pretty
got
great.
Some awesome accents. Like, I can't really tell where his accent's supposed to be from. Like, it sounds like he's trying to be English, and then all of a sudden he'll bust out like a New York accent, and then he'll hit you with like an American accent. His accent is all over the place.
Oh, I gotta start paying more attention to that.
Yeah, it's very Carcetti.
Yeah, exactly. All right, guys. Well, I think we're ready to wrap. But unless anyone has any other Thrones thoughts they'd like to share.
No.
Well, let's leave it there.
Have you guys been watching Silicon Valley afterwards?
Ooh, dude, yeah, I'm addicted to Silicon Valley.
Oh, I love that show.
I've been enjoying it quite a bit.
You know what though? I don't like every episode. I go back and forth on the main character. What's his name?
The guy. Richard.
Yeah.
Well, I think he's like he's not supposed to be like the funniest one or anything like that. I mean, I don't know.
I just go back and forth on his personality, and I like hate him, and I think it's fun. I don't know. It's weird. I don't. That's the only part of the show I don't.
All right, well, producers of HBO, if you're listening to this. You're about to lose a very important viewer unless you change the direction of your main character.
Oh, also, if you're listening to this, producers of HBO, get some black people to write about black people next time you decide to do that.
Wow, right there, that is a bomb. I think that's a good one to end on. So we'll see you next week, HBO, you racist shits.
All right.
We'll let Kevin expand upon that next week. Thanks for listening. Jeff, it was a pleasure. Hopefully get you on again sometime soon.
Thank you for having me. I'll try to come back soon.
And we will see you next week.